In Mexico, former President Luis Echeverria is being questioned about his role in the violent suppression of leftist students and guerrillas in the 1960s and 70s. The interrogations are a rarity in Mexico, where past presidents have long enjoyed impunity. But Mexico's current president appointed a special prosecutor in January to investigate state crimes of the past, promising a new era of justice in Mexico. From Mexico City, NPR's Jerry Haddon reports that the Echeverria case will test the bounds of that pledge.
June 10, 1971, thousands of university students in Mexico City took to the streets demanding education reform and the release of political prisoners. Out of nowhere, scores of government-trained thugs armed with sticks and guns attacked the marchers. The assailants, known as Los Halcones or the Falcons, killed 30 students in fierce street battles that day. Activists and survivors have long blamed then-President Luis Echeverria for the massacre. Historian Enrique Condes Lara was a student at the time. Several of his colleagues died that day, and he has a government report he says proves Echeverria was involved. He said he had nothing to do with it, that he was moving the country towards democracy, says Condes Lara. He had the country fooled with his false explanations. Now with these documents, the secret papers from June 10th, the story Echeverria has told for 30 years is crumbling. Condes Lara found the report last year. It had been prepared by the secret police and somehow discarded in the National Archives. It contains cables delivered to Echeverria as the 71 massacre was unfolding. Proof, Condes Lara says, that the president was in the know. He says he didn't bring charges earlier because the political climate would not have permitted it.
Por cuestiones políticas que no dependen de mí.
I waited for political reasons outside my control, he says. It wasn't until 5 months ago that President Fox decided to create the special prosecutor's office. Before that, there was nowhere to turn. The normal courts depend on the executive, who has always kept its hands tied. Condes Lara is banking on the political will of Mexico's first opposition president in 71 years, Vicente Fox. Fox's special prosecutor, Ignacio Carrillo Prieto, has already interrogated Echeverria twice regarding this massacre and another in 1968. The elderly Echeverria has not yet responded, but his attorney, Antonio Cuellar, recently spoke to reporters outside the prosecutor's office, where protesters have been demanding Echeverria be put on trial. Our strategy is to testify, telling the truth, says Cuellar. That's the only plan, honestly. There's no guilt, so he has no reason to worry. Because he's innocent, there's nothing to hide. Echeverria has long maintained Mexico City officials carried out the massacre without his knowledge, but activists and researchers doubt his version. Kate Doyle is a senior analyst in Mexico for the Washington, D.C.-based National Security Archive, a group that investigates government documents related to human rights abuses.
Mexico has, for many, many decades, been a country in which the executive branch, in particular, the position of the president, has been an overwhelmingly powerful figure. And it is inconceivable to me that the military or any other arm of the state security services took it upon themselves to violently repress either student protesters, guerrillas, or any other kind of suspected subversive without the direct order from and participation from the president's office. That simply does not ring true given what we know about the way Mexico works.
Doyle, other investigators, and victims' families are digging through thousands of recently declassified government files, searching for more clues to those responsible for state crimes like the 71 massacre. Many doubt Echeverria will ever be tried, much less go to jail, because of his lingering political clout. But it's clear that President Fox has given his special prosecutor a very long leash. Echeverria has until the end of the month to answer the special prosecutor's questions. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.